My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Indigo products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And we are very pleased to welcome you to hour number three. If you missed any parts of our first 2 hours, I hope you will tune in. We were very pleased to start out talking about what happened on the 6th of January, and also talk with Joel Rosenberg about his new special coming up on TVN, and David Wormser and Islam and the issue of Islam, and then had a visit with Tom McHale with ACRU, which is the American Constitutional Rights Union, talking about our Constitution and a very serious constitutional crisis. And I stood up on Saturday at the Boots and Barbecue and talked about our January 6th people and one of the reasons they were there. And one of the reasons they were there was a belief that our elections had been stolen. I believe that we have stolen elections. I believe that we've had stolen elections. And my next guest has been monitoring and proving up those stolen elections. He's got a new book out, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. I want to welcome back to the program Gregory Stenstrom. Greg, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be back here, Pastor Greg.
Well, it's my pleasure, sir. My pleasure to have you. I am I'm very pleased to welcome you back. We were talking the last time that you were here. We talked a bit about what happened just this past May in the primaries, where the voter turnout is anticipated to be somewhere around 20%, I believe, roughly, something along that line. And yet the primary voter turnout was, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember the number correctly, a 109%.
Yes.
109. You folks, let me just make sure we're all, you know, because you hear this and you think, what? What is that? So if 100 people have reserved to come to your event, and 109 people suddenly show up, there's 9 people there that are not on your list that are trying to get in to your event. Even if 100 people are invited, you figure, you know, you're going to have 40 or 50 that are going to be able to make it, and maybe, you know, 50 to 60 that are going to say, I'm sorry, I can't, I have other plans, whatever the reasoning is. But you don't expect 100% of the people to show up when you send out invitations, generally speaking. And you certainly don't expect that 9 extra folks are going to make it on, and that is what we're talking about here. Greg, how did you guys identify 109%?
Well, just the way you just did the math, there's 100% of registered voters, and then 109%, the 9%, in this case, is even worse, because in your analogy, they have real bodies showing up. And the way they do the fraud is they cast votes for other people. I think that's one of the things that people need to understand and clear in their heads is that we discussed this last time. They create voter classes and they go after illegal aliens, for example, dead people. Or what they're really trying to do in the perpetration of the fraud, the systematic fraud that Leah and I have discovered, is they cast votes for you. So similar to what I said last time, when they say 81 million people voted for Biden, that's not correct. 81 million votes were cast for Biden. So in the case of Allegheny County, where 20% usually show up for a midterm, okay, of the 100% of registered voters,
right,
109% of people, you know, votes were recorded. So obviously, at least 9% of those votes were fraudulent. You know, you don't have 109% show up,
right?
And the people didn't actually show up. Those votes are cast for them, and I think that's an important distinction in understanding how the fraud is perpetrated.
Now, there has been, you know, a lot of criticism of the whole 2,000 mules, and there have been questions that have been asked about it, and now I'm hearing from some of the people on the right, I guess there's some questions regarding the book that was about to be released, and there's going to be a second release of the initial release. But here's my question. My question is, how much do we know about any of that, and does any of that play any role in any of your research?
Yes, absolutely. It plays a role, and it's an important role.
Okay.
And I heard a number. I was on an earlier interview today where the speaker, the host, quoted 52% of Americans believe that our elections are fraudulent, and the number's actually quite higher than that. It's 96% of registered Republicans believe the voting mechanism in the system is broken. And at the end of the last election in 2020, the last, you know, general election, it was somewhere around 20% of Democrats questioned it. And now that number, depending on the poll, hovers in the 40 to 60% range. So just assuming half and half, anywhere between 70% to 80% of our country does not have faith in our election systems. So what 2,000 mules did, and I think they did effectively, was they showed video of ballot stuffing. I mean, you can't have one person come back over and over again to a drop box and stuffing, you know, big wads of ballots in, and that's obviously illegal. Now, those drop boxes are supposed to be monitored under video surveillance. There's supposed to be actions taken. You know, they knew who those people were. They could track them down, prosecute them, arrest them. They didn't do that. But what that did is it validated people's gut feel that there's something wrong going on here.
Right.
And that was a critical part of letting people understand that those ballots that they're shoving in those boxes, they're not real people. They're voting for you. They're voting for someone who's not going to show up. And in a lot of cases, they're voting for someone fictitious. They're just shoving them in there. And you have to look at it as like a bullet. And it's got a cartridge, which is the outer envelope, and then the ballot that's the projected from the casing. Once they're separated and that bullet goes in, a ballot is a cast bullet. It's fire and forget. Once it's in the system, there's really no tracking. So the only tracking that's done on those ballots is until they're released, because the people's privacy is what's important, not the ballot itself. Very important distinctions, and I think those qualitative findings that came out in 2000 Mules were important in the overall schema.
Now, my understanding, too, is that there are affidavits on file of voters who said that, you know, when they received their some kind of a receipt back about how they voted, that the vote that was, quote-unquote, tabulated in the receipt was not the vote that they actually cast.
That is correct. They anticipate people who aren't going to show up, and they vote for them anyways. It doesn't really matter. They take greater pains. And if I'm repeating myself from the last time, where's the last place an illegal alien is on election day? Election booth.
The voting booth. Yeah. Yeah. No question.
They're
right.
Not going to walk
not
in.
Not going to show up.
You know, and say, yeah. Hey, they might get asked for an ID. They might not. There might be a law enforcement there or a constable. There might not. Now I'm going to commit a felony that is literally, you know, puts me in jail. And then it's a permanent deportation.
Right.
So think about that for a minute. So with both the DNC and the GOP, what we call the uniparty, the corporate bodies.
Right.
Not the population as a whole. What they've done is they've created this narrative, and they've created a bad guy for us to look at. And what they're doing, really, is they're going to take those people's names that they register for licenses. You know, the Democrats say, hey, well, illegal aliens need to be able to drive, so we're going to give them licenses. They couldn't care less if they have a license. Couldn't care less. We saw that in Martha's Vineyard. Right. You know, these Democrats were up there, hardcore, left-wing, you know, saying, oh, well, what are we going to do with 50 people? God forbid, they couldn't care less if they had licenses. What they care about is that they can take those names, okay, now they're on the voter registration, and, you know, in a state with no voter ID or no other way to curate that vote, they can cast that ballot with impunity. 10, 20, 30 million, depending on what the count is for illegal aliens, you know, 10 to 20, 30 million. So that's way better than having to figure out, you know, who's dead, who's not, and going through the voter roll and find out who moved and so forth. You know, they registered, I think in Delaware County, they had people that were over the age of 70 who hadn't voted in the last 20 years, and they registered a huge number of them right before the election, just because they knew that voting class, you know, was not going to defend themselves, was not going to question it. So that's why these anomalies show up in the returns. And this is where Leah and I, part of the evidence of our in our court cases, is show us the receipts. The receipts do not match the, you know, actual, you know, reality. So the receipts are complete fiction, and so are the votes.
Now, one of the things that you talked about the last time that you were on, too, was, I believe they were called V-cards?
V-drives.
V-drives.
They're called, SD cards in Dominion, and they're called V-cards in Heart Intercivic. I believe they're called V-drives in ESNS as well. Those are the three primary voting platforms that are used, machine platforms that are used in the country.
And so, in essence, they can take those as well, irrespective even of the stuffing, irrespective even of any of this other information. They can take one of those and plug it in. And that was one of, because if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Tina Peterson?
I'm not sure.
The Colorado County voter registration recorder. The reason that Lindell had his phone taken, I think her name is Tina Peterson. We'll get into this because we're going to run out of time here in this thing, but we're coming back. We'll be back for seven more minutes. But just she essentially took an image of the record before they did the update, which essentially was the plug-in of that card.
Right.
And when she did the new image, all of a sudden everything had changed. And they're going after her, but they changed the voting record. And that's part of what this is about. We'll be back with more on that after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Legal products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Yeah. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filters through biblical glasses. Again, my very special guest, Gregory Stenstrom, author, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. And, you know, we were talking in the break there, Greg. One of the things that I think also needs to be identified, you were talking about the percentage of Democrats that believe that there's election fraud versus Republicans that believe there's election fraud, and the numbers being significantly greater than obviously the not free press would put out there. But one of the things that isn't pointed out is the protests. You know, I talked about this. There was a protest with women wearing pink hats. It was either the day of or the day after the inauguration of the president, of the 45th president of the United States, and Madonna stood on the stage and said she had had dreams about blowing up the White House, okay? I mean, the Democrats rejected the 2016 election results. Stacey Abrams still thinks she's the governor of Georgia, for gosh sakes. And we're talking 4 years later. So I think it's ridiculous for them to sit here and say, well, why are you guys, you know, still questioning the elections we mentioned just a minute ago, 2 years after the fact? Or why are we still investigating? What people need to understand, and I live in Texas, we've been investigating election fraud for years down here, folks. We've had multiple cases where we've tried to take it to court and tried to raise it up to the level of Rick, even back to the Rick Perry days here in Texas, saying, hey, there's a problem here and you better be paying attention to it. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, that's one of the reasons we, the very first chapter in our book, in the introduction to Delco, Delaware County, we call it Delco up here, Delaware County, Pennsylvania, which is south of Philadelphia, is that the election fraud goes back. In our case, we quoted a book called Ruling Suburbia, and election fraud goes back to the 1870s, and we have a very well-established machine here, and they call it the machine, the war board, and we give names, dates, who was involved, what elections they threw, how they did it. So the notion that election fraud doesn't exist, you know, depending on what election you care about, is crazy. It's just crazy talk. I mean, when people ask me, they go, well, the statistics, I don't believe the statistics. I go, well, do you believe that there's other intelligent life in the universe? And they're like, well, yeah. And I said, why? Well, there's trillions of stars. There's got to be something else like Earth. And he says, well, you just did some statistics. You know, so depending on how you apply them, and in the case of American politics has replaced religion. And, you know, trying to tell a Christian that, you know, Jesus was never here. I mean, look at the response you're going to get from a Christian. And it's very similar to whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. You know, if you say something that's against their dogma, you're now going after something very deep and dear to them, and you better have the evidence. And one of the things we do very carefully in the book, and one of the reasons you haven't heard of Leah and myself until today, is we've worked very hard on our anonymity and in focusing on the facts and the evidence. So that book is a total headshot to the notion that there was no election fraud. We know exactly how they did it, and exactly how they continue to do it.
Well, and folks, understand something, that if you want to discredit something, what you do is you allow for a small level of truth to be mixed in to a large level of lies. And in doing so, you create a atmosphere of doubt, and you change the narrative. And that's exactly. So you and I were talking in the break about some of the questions that have come up and some of the data questions and data points that have been attacked when it comes to 2,000 mules. And now you are into exactly the kind of disinformation process that I'm talking about. So you attack where you can find a small level of weakness, you magnify that, and then you extrapolate out of that the idea that we're going to throw everything out because of this one particular issue.
You almost went line for line, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. You almost quoted them. You went through the whole list. And rule number 13 of Saul Alinsky's rule for radicals is pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. So it's exactly what they do. Instead of people looking at things holistically, hey, there's a trillion stars out there. There must be intelligent life. There's tens of millions of votes. There's got to be election fraud somewhere. Okay, and they're going against their gut to go, and then when they sit there, and we literally have video as part of our court cases of election officials, including lawyers, saying, we did it. It's a complete fugazi. We fabricated the whole thing. We got it on video, and people go, those aren't real. That's CGI. Like, we went out and got the Delaware County doppelgangers to do this whole video, to show election fraud. They won't believe it because it goes against their religion. And this is what... This is the problem now, is this is the new religion, and people have lost their perspective and they lost their ability to use logic. And that is what the Uniparty has done to the American public. I said last time, 80% of people, I think, agree on 90% of issues. Okay, but if I get two corporate bodies who are working in their own self-interest and working together, they can do all types of
manipulation. Absolutely.
Cognitive warfare. Yeah.
Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. Pick up the book, Parallel Election, A Blueprint for Deception. Gregory Stenstrom, thank you so much for being with me today. I will be back with more. Noel Frisch is coming up next. National Files, The Ashley Biden Diary. This is explosive. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome you back to the program. Let's see here. Okay. We are waiting for Noel to join us. Hopefully Noel is able to get onto the call with us. So let me see. And okay. Yep. So hopefully he will be joining us here shortly, and jumping on the call. In the meantime, let me just bring you up to speed tomorrow. So David Lowery will be starting in October. He'll be on TECN TV, the network that we are on, at 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. So we're excited that David will be joining the network and having his own program on. That had kind of been, well, my hope when I brought David on to this program was to get him exposed to the TECNTV.com audience and help him to know you guys a little bit and get you to know him, and then ultimately to see him be able to take his program on. Ward Connerly is with us tomorrow. Matt Long is with us tomorrow as well. So a lot of information. We'll cover a lot of different things tomorrow on the program. Today the Queen was laid to rest, in case you missed that. And it will be... It's going to be interesting to see what that ends up looking like and what that ends up doing. I don't mean to sound too coy and sketchy with the whole situation, but there's stuff behind the scenes that I do not feel that I can freely share, and some things that I specifically am going to reconfirm before I say anything more. But what I can tell you is that there's some shift, and this transition that's bringing in a King Charles, we're going to have to wait and see, but it could be ushering in. I mean, people talk about us being in those final days and final hours. Having Charles as the King of England, there's a role that is played there that could be significant. So we're going to have to watch that and see. Let me get to something that I can absolutely bring to your attention. And I think it's important to share with you. So let me very quickly get over here. I mentioned this. We'll see if there we go. I mentioned this when I was talking with Tom McHale, and well, now that's interesting. It should be. Should be right at the top. So let's see. There we go. Okay. So this is from the Fifth Circuit Court, and it is a case regarding a Texas statute named House Bill 20 that prohibits large social media platforms from censoring speech based on the viewpoint of its speaker. And the suit was filed. NetChoice LLC filed this suit, doing business as Computer Communications Industry Association, against Ken Paxton, the Attorney General for the state of Texas. And let me read to you what the conclusion of the Fifth District's Court was. In urging such sweeping relief, the platforms offer a rather odd inversion of the First Amendment. The amendment, of course, protects every person's rights to freedom of speech. But the platform argues that buried somewhere in the person's enumerated right to free speech lies a corporation's enumerated right to muzzle speech. The implication, let's see if I can get this to get bigger. The implication of the platform's argument are staggering. On the platform's view, email providers, mobile phone companies, and banks could cancel the accounts of anyone who sends an email, makes a phone call, or spends money in support of a disfavored political party, candidate, or business. What's worse, the platforms argue that businesses can acquire a dominant market position by holding itself out as open to everyone, as Twitter did in championing itself as the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party. Blue Brothers at Six Forks, it's referenced in a case, then having cemented itself as the monopolies of the modern public square. According to Packerton versus North Carolina, Twitter unapologetically argues that it could turn around and ban all pro-LGBT speech for no other reason than its employees want to pick on members of the community. They're using that as their argument, okay? Understand, they're saying, well, you know, I mean, we could ban, you know, this particular group. That's not what this says. This bill, this House bill, says you can't ban anyone. In other words, those that are pro-LGBT should have the right to view their, share their view. And those that are pro-traditional family values should have the right to share their view. Today, we reject the idea that corporations have a freewheeling First Amendment right to censor what people say. because the district court held otherwise, we reverse its injunction and remand for further proceedings. Now, the good news is that you have the Fifth Circuit Court has essentially said, we're not going to allow this injunction. We're not going to allow these social media platforms to inhibit the freedom of speech and these constitutionally guaranteed rights. Corporations are not going to wield undue powers. The bad news, unfortunately, is that it's still up for debate within the courts. So they've remanded this back for hearings and so forth to be made. Now, here's part of the argument. So the argument that the corporation is going to make, I know I'm not an attorney, I'm just telling you what I perceive is going to happen, okay? The argument that the corporation is going to make is that the First Amendment doesn't apply to us because we're private entities. Now, what the state of Texas can argue back is, well, if you are in fact private entities, even still, you don't have a right to, as the court said, pronounce one thing, become a monopoly, and then censor. But even more importantly, Twitter and Facebook are both on record in hearings having said, we suppressed certain pieces of information and acted on behalf of the request of government agents. As an example, they repressed, and if you haven't seen it yet, and I had Robert Davi on last week talking about his film My Son Hunter. And if you haven't seen My Son Hunter, go to mysonhunter.com and order it and watch it. It's really well done. When I saw some of the previews, I thought, man, I don't know if I really want to watch this. But I'm glad that I did. And only because I was concerned about how much vulgarity and nudity and all that kind of stuff was going to be in it. And it wasn't overwhelming, but it was enough to certainly make the point about who Hunter Biden is and what Hunter Biden has been doing. And at any rate, I just say to this point that the argument is going to be that the state of Texas should make is that, listen, you acted as a government agent and therefore you have a responsibility. But to suggest that corporations also, a corporation acts as a person. They are a shell, but they are identified as a person. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. We are still working diligently to see if our guest is going to be able to join us. All right, so the argument that I'm talking to you about is that corporations take on personification, if you will. They're an empty shell, but some legal terms would identify them as being persons. And the way that the Fifth Circuit Court is looking at this is they're saying, well, you know, we believe that corporations are not able and should not be allowed to be able to discard the rights of an individual, and that they have a freewheeling right to censor what people say when they are the ones. Twitter has championed itself as the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party, then having cemented itself as a monopolist of the modern public square, according to Packingham versus North Carolina. Twitter unapologetically argues that it could turn around and ban all pro-LGBTQ speech. Well, obviously we know they're not going to try to get away with that. And again, that's not the argument. Now, when I address focusing on the educational agenda of the LGBTQ, that is an entirely different animal than when I'm talking about the ability to have the argument in the public square and if they want to argue their point. Let's have the debate. Let's have the conversation. But innocent children, and this is the issue, innocent children are not emotionally and mentally and physically prepared for what it is that the LGBT agenda is pushing on our schools, the national sex education agenda that is being pushed on schools. I bring that up because I want to make sure that, there's a clarity of understanding, because I can hear someone perhaps saying, or maybe you can hear someone saying, well, wait a minute, you know, I seem to remember that you talked about, you know, that there should not be this information being taught in school. And bear in mind that what's being taught in school, well, it is. What's being taught in school is a new form of what a family looks like. The idea of sodomites as parents, and now you have to take the next step, and they're doing that. That's what the national sex education standards are all about. And now we've got hormone blockers, we've got distinguishing between sex assignment, we've got explaining the differences of cisgender, non-binary, gender expansive, and so on. We've got all of this, as well as defining sexual orientations. Well, look, if you're going to define the sodomite sexual orientation, you're going to have to describe sodomy. And in fact, the lawsuit and one of the issues that David Lowery and Illinois, that they're looking at in Illinois, is a man whose child was forced to examine how he would have anal sex with another male student in the classroom. Well, on the one hand, obviously, it's disgusting, it's perverted, it's completely inappropriate. That's how I would view it. But on the other side, they would suggest, well, look, you know, this is supposed to be normal now. This is supposed to be what happens. And this is all part of this grooming process that is going on. And we're going to get, I saw Monica Klein on Saturday evening. I'm going to get Monica back on the program, hopefully this week, actually. I'll be reaching out to try to get Monica back on the program this week. Folks, this is the kind of perversion that's going on. And Planned Parenthood now, as an example, they have recognized that they can make even more money. They were making a lot of money by killing babies. Well, now they can make a whole lot more money with the kids that are sitting in the classroom. They can continue to push their abortion game on children, but they can make a lot of money trying to convince girls to transition their bodies, trying to convince boys to transition their bodies. And starting out again, they've already got the program. They've figured out how to manipulate little kids. And parents are so engrossed and so busy and are meant to. Inflation, prices going up, the inability to be able to pay your rent and put groceries on and pay for the gasoline bill and the electric bill and all this kind of stuff, and the amount of time and energy that is being pushed into this, and then the forced government handouts that are taking place to wipe out certain debts. It's all to pull you away, folks. They're pulling you away, they're getting your attention, they're drawing you out, they're overwhelming you and burdening you, and they're stealing your children. and they're grooming your children so that your children can be stolen. Oh, they'll let some trickle through. There'll be some that'll trickle through. But for a young girl who has experienced in her early teens a double mastectomy and has had her genitals mutilated and a fake male part sewn on, who suddenly wakes up at 19 or 20 or 21 and says, "My God, what happened here? What did they do to my body?" We have to stop this. This is pure evil, and it has to be stopped. These progressives and their sickness. Watch What Is a Woman, Matt Walsh. Listen to what some of these deranged mental health, quote unquote, individuals are promoting and are suggesting and are doing. There's an evil. We need to contact our state legislators and stop it at the state level. We need to get involved with our state school boards and stop it at the local level. And we also need to contact our federal representatives at 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, and tell them we've got to stop the mutilation of our children. We've got to stop the destruction of the innocence of our kids. We've got to stop the trans deception. It has to be stopped. And now they're going ahead and touting how they're going to figure out in California you've got funding going on for the abortion industry, except the abortion industry, my dear California friends, my dear California friends, is not, the money's not going to abortion anymore. Now it's going to the mutilization of these poor children. It's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped at a legislative level. It's got to be stopped by saying we're not going to pay for it anymore. We're not going to fund it anymore. No more tax dollars. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.